says here, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, help us to preach today in a way that would magnify and glorify the shepherd of the psalm. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Now, I'm going to try to preach fast this morning, hard and fast. Psalms chapter 23 has become a psalms, I call it the funeral home. And I think that's a shame. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that every time I go, or a lot of times go to the funeral, it seems like the 23rd Psalm is on the back of the obituary deal or whatever, you know, and a lot of times they'll use the 23rd Psalm. And it almost seems like that the 23rd Psalm has become a funeral dirge psalm, and I don't believe that's right. I believe the 23rd Psalm is a psalm of life. I believe it's a psalm of hope and joy and living and laughter and preciousness. And I don't think, and although it's good at funeral times and at death, I think it ought to be a psalm that we use in our life. And I was going down the road the other day and I was meditating on the 23rd Psalm, and the Lord, the Holy Ghost, brought out this passage of Scripture to me, my cup runneth over. He said there in verse number 5, the last phrase, he said, my cup runneth over. Now the Bible teaches us to meditate, and I like to meditate on the Word of God. So you read it, you memorize it, and then you meditate on it. That means you're thinking about it, and then how it applies to your life, and just communing with the Lord, and you're just meditating with God about that Scripture. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I got going down the highway, and the first thing I know, I was crying. Next thing you know, I was shouting. And the next thing you know, I was laughing. And then I was crying, and I was having myself a spell and a fit and a good time driving down the road. Because why? My cup was running over. Amen. I don't tell you what God did to me that day driving down the road. He showed me, Brother Ralph, that my cup is running over. Amen. My cup's running over. And God just seemed like He just pulled back the veil of glory and said, Reggie, I'm going to show you how your cup's running over. And I'll tell you what, I had to agree with God. By the time I got done, I shouted, I said, bless God, my cup is running over. Now, I want you, if you come in here worried about it, let's all get ready to go here. Let's get settled down and ready to hear preaching. Because I'm going to tell you something. You come in here today, I don't want you tight. I don't want you wound up. I want you to forget about what's next week. It may not come anyway. Amen. Well, if the Lord comes tonight, you won't have to worry about what's going on next week. I want you to relax a little bit in the Lord. I want you to rest in the Lord. And I want you to rejoice in the Lord this morning. And I want you to let God reveal to you that your cup runs over. We're living in a generation of people that's depressed, aggravated, worried. I mean, they're sick. I never saw such a mess in my life. Amen. Hey, you can either have a pill or you can have peace. Amen. I've decided I'm going to have peace, glory to God. And my cup is running over. Now, the Bible said in John chapter 7, verse 38, out of his, he's talking about a saved man, he said, out of his belly, he said, shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. I'll tell you what, for the child of God, there ought to be something inside us where the rivers of waters, the rivers of God's living waters of joy and peace and gladness and love ought to be just flowing out of us. You know what that means? I see it overflowing. How many likes a spring? How many knows what a spring is? Amen. I like to see a spring come out of the rock. Amen. I like to see a spring come out of the side of the hill. Something you can fall down on your belly and drink right out of, not worry whether you're going to get that stuff they put in water in towns. Amen. But the Bible said living water. John chapter 10 is one of my verses. And verse number 10 says this. He said he came to give us life. That's salvation. And life more abundantly. That's a life of obedience and walking with God. Now, honest to goodness, I really believe in abundant living. I'm not talking about having everything you ever wanted, lots of money in the bank. I'm talking about abundant living in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what your situation is this morning. There's no reason for you not to have the abundant life that Jesus Christ taught. So I got God talking to me. You said, Reggie, has God talked to you? Yeah, He talks to me. I'm sorry if that bothers your theology, but the Holy Ghost in that sweet, small, still voice speaks to my heart, amen. I'm going to ask somebody to do something. I got something bothering me real bad right here. There's an empty spot right there. There's two rows. Would somebody go get in there? Would somebody in church move and just get in there? There's something about the devil keeps reminding me of that. He just said, look at there, look at there, look at there. See, that's how the devil is in your life, isn't it? The devil makes you, thank you, Brother Bill, I appreciate it. Somebody join Brother Bill right there. Would you know what? You know what the devil make you do? He'll make you see the empty spot in your life instead of all the fullness of your life. You know what God said on God's teacher right there? He said, a cup runneth over. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Got some more boys going to come and fill that gap. Amen. Now, the Bible teaches us that we've got reasons that our cup runs over. Now, what does it mean for your cup to run over? What would it mean for you for your cup to run over? Thank you, boys. I appreciate it. Looks a lot better. Got one more seat we need to get filled up there. But anyway, God, the Holy Ghost will work on somebody back there to get right with God. There's somebody getting right with God right now. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. That looks like an army to me. Amen. Thank you, boys. I appreciate it. Hey, what would it mean for your cup to run over? What would it mean for your cup to run over this morning? Money in the bank? No problems? Your enemies died? What would it mean for your cup to run over? Well, I'll tell you what, God's agreed, so just got to, and this is so simple. I ain't gonna preach nothing you don't know, but let's just have a good time. You amen, I'll preach fast. Number one, my cup runs over because I'm forgiven, amen. I am forgiven. The Bible said in Acts 13:38, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. I'm going to tell you something that makes my happy joy. I want to tell you something. You're listening to a sinner preach. Amen. I'm talking about a sinner should have been in hell. And the joy of my soul is, the reason my cup runs over, I am forgiven. The Bible said in Ephesians 4:32, he said, forgive as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. The Bible said, I'm forgiven for Jesus' sake. Isn't it good to have your sins forgiven? Did you know what might cure your depression is admit you're a sinner and get saved? Did you know what might put a smile on your soul? Hey, it's been a long time, William, since I've seen some of these wonderful saints jump up out of their chair and say, yeah, I got saved. Amen. Look at his hand go up over. Some of you need revival right now. That little boy teach you something. Amen. Oh, you got over it. Amen. You're just barely here. You know, your cup's up. Hey, if you'll remember that God forgave you of your sin, your cup will run over. Amen. You could have been in hell, fire, and brimstone this morning, screaming in hell, but you found forgiveness through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible said in Colossians 2:13, having forgiven you all trespasses. You know what, some of you? The devil's got dragging on your coat saying, well, now what about that? Remember what you did back there? Remember that? Remember that? Remember that? Remember that? Hey! When God saved you, He forgave you all your trespasses! Woo! Your cup can run over. I got to go down the road and I said, God, my cup's running over. My sins are forgiven. Amen? My sins are forgiven. That won't put a smile on your face. You ought to get saved today. Amen? I want to tell you something. Another thing that puts your cup running over is after God forgives you, He'll give you the ability to forgive others. Whoa! Hey, might be the reason some of your cup not running over, because you're not getting the grace of God to forgive other people. I don't say what you need to just say, Lord, lay not that sin against their charge. You need to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They may not know that they're being used of God to grow you spiritually. Did you know who God uses to grow you spiritually? It's usually people you don't like. People that does bad things to you, like your husband, your wife, your mom and daddy. Amen. I'm telling you, listen to me. God uses it to break you. God uses it to humble you. And all God asks you is, hey, I'm going to tell you something. Your cup can't grow over if you're holding things against people and won't forgive people. I didn't say you had to like what they did. I didn't even say you maybe not be able to have fellowship. But you can forgive them by the grace of God. And when you forgive people, your cup runs over. Amen. Well, Lord, that ain't working too good. We'll try another one. My cup's running over because I'm justified. In Romans 5:9 says, much more than being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. Justification is this, is that when I came to God in repentance of sin and faith in Jesus Christ, trusting that He died in my place on the cross, trusting in His shed blood, dying in my place, God cleared me and pronounced me innocent in the court of God. I walked out of the courtroom of God, a free man, justified, because my crimes, my sin, had been paid for in Jesus Christ. I am justified in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. I've seen people jump up and down when they were sitting there in a jury, and the jury walked out and said, this jury finds them innocent. I've seen them jump up in the courthouse. Why? Because they're justified in the man's court. Oh, brother, how much more should our cup run over if we realize that we are justified, cleared in the court of Almighty God of our sins? Amen. Justified in the sight of Almighty God. Remember that next thing. My cup runs over because I received mercy in the sight of Almighty God. Hey, I didn't get justice. I got mercy. Man, I'm going to tell you something. That one word mercy ought to make you know that whether you know it or not this morning, dear friend, your cup's running over. I said God could have sent you to hell. God could you nobody else be here this morning. I'm telling you, God's been good to you. God had mercy on you. You didn't deserve His love. You didn't deserve His goodness. You didn't deserve His Son. But God had mercy upon you. Let me tell you why I really believe this. Why a lot of people don't get happy in the Lord. And I'm going to tell you what I've about decided. That's a sin not to be happy in the Lord. How David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of God. He didn't say, I'd drug myself there and act like a sour head. Hey, man, I tell you what, you got a burden this morning. I appreciate that, and we're here to help you lift that burden. But I want to tell you something. If you'll speak the truth in your heart and get the truth of God's word, your cup will run over. And the next thing you know, you'll be feeling better than you thought you felt. Amen. I believe the Spirit can determine even the body. Amen. Won't tell you something. I'm glad I got mercy, not justice. But here's the problem. A lot of people think they're making deals with God. Hey, friend, until you come to the place of where you come before God and say, God, I'm a guilty sinner. I have broken your laws. And if you do justice, I'll go to hell. But God, I'm asking you for mercy. Oh, God, give me mercy. I want to ask you something. Did you know the only prayer I know of in the Bible, where the Bible is a salvation prayer, is where the man said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I want to ask you, have you ever prayed that prayer? Have you ever said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? Oh, let me tell you something. A lot of people don't appreciate it, and they're not happy because they've never seen themselves guilty, and they've never seen themselves in need of mercy, and they've never seen themselves in trouble. And when God gives you mercy, I guarantee you, it'll make something in your soul come out of you. Amen. Oh, I know some of your problems. Some of you young people's problem is you've been too good. That's right. Some of you's too good. You ain't. I'll tell you what God needs to do. Just let you fall in the mud hole so filthy and so nasty and so stinking. You'd think God would never forgive you. I'm going to tell you something. Now listen to me. I'm all for being good. But I really will be godly. And to be godly, you've got to recognize that you needed mercy, and you needed forgiveness, and you needed justification. And I'm going to tell you something. You're listening to a preacher who appreciates God's mercy, who appreciates God's forgiveness, who appreciates God's justification. And my cup runs over this morning because I've got a Savior. Amen. I've got a Savior. I've got a sacrifice. I've got a substitute. I've got somebody died in my place. I've got somebody paid my bill. If that ain't my cup running over, brother, I don't know how your cup can run over. When I die, when I stand before God, amen, when I'm before the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. Have a Savior. Oh, what a Savior that paid for all of my sins, justified me in the sight of God, amen. Oh, brother, I'm going to tell you what, my cups are running over, amen. My cups are running over. I said, my cup's running over. Amen. Hey, he said, how do you preach? Oh, you just get yourself so full your cup runs over. Amen. That's what Karen said. She said, I couldn't live with you if you couldn't preach. Amen. I never forget one walking down the road. I think it was Karen. I'm not sure. One day I was going to church or coming back from church, and I was a preacher. She said, honey, I heard you. You preached in the church. I heard it. Yeah. Amen. I said, my cup's still running over. Well, listen to me. I like America's become the America the depressed. America the discouraged. America the unhappy. I'm sick of it. I'll tell you what, when you can go to a foreign field and people's living in a thatched hut and they can sing louder and shout better and smile more and grin and be happy as a monkey with a banana sitting on the fork of a tree. Brother, I'm going to tell you something wrong with us when we're so blessed and we won't have the joy of the Lord in our soul. Amen. 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 Now listen, you just won't get happy. If you don't get happy, I'm going to start preaching mean. The Bible said He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and upon Him the chastisement of us all, the Bible said. What a Lamb of God, the Son of God, holy, harmless, sinless Son of God. I'm also my cup's running over because I got a high priest. I got a high priest that's entered into the Holy of Holies. in the very presence of God for me. I have an advocate, Brother Bill, when I sin. He said, these things I write unto you that you sin not. But if any man sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hey, Donnie, I got good news for you. Hey, when the Holy Ghost said to you, man, that wasn't right the way we did. That wasn't right what you did. I got good news for you. You had an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. And when you told God I didn't act right, and my attitude wasn't right, and when you got up there this morning and you confessed your sin, the Holy Ghost of God had said, sin to Jesus. He's confessed his sin. His heart is right toward this thing. And the advocate said, all right, Father, I've got his sin on me. It's all right. And the Holy Ghost of God, brother, I'm going to tell you something. Your cup can run over. Your cup can run over. Sometimes you're weeping when your cup's run over. Sometimes you're smiling. Sometimes you're laughing. But I want to tell you something. I want the cup of the souls of this church to run over. There's no reason, folks, that our cups can't run over. Listen to me this morning. I've got a high priest. He ever lives to make intercession for us. My cup runs over because I got a king. I've got a king. Amen. He's king of kings. He's Lord of lords. Brother, he's coming back in power and glory. Ain't going to be no election. Hell, liberals ain't going to win it. Amen. I'm telling you, the godless crowd's going to be out. And the king's going to be in. He's going to rule in righteousness and in peace and in glory. Amen. I've got a king this morning. He's a holy king. He's a righteous king. He's a loving king. He's a just king. He's a wonderful king this morning. And when I get thinking about my king, brother, I get the cup running over. Amen. Oh, ain't going to be no bad laws in the land. Hey, there ain't gonna be a bunch of stinking bureaucrats trying to suck money out of a taxpayer's pocket. Amen. Woo! You shut down half of Washington or 2/3 of it. Won't need that nonsense. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm talking about a king ruling and reigning in righteousness and in glory. But I'm also my cup filling over because I have received grace. Amen. You know, the Bible said he giveth more grace. Let me tell you something. I was sitting in church one night. A sinner headed to hell, hypocrite headed to hell, and the grace of God came. And the grace of God began to convict him to speak to my heart, and the grace of God had power in it, and that power gave me a desire, and God gave me the desire to turn from my sin, to admit that I was a hypocrite, to admit that I was a phony baloney, and God put that in my heart, he gave me the desire, and he gave me the power to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that night I got saved. And God called me to preach. Amen. And ever since that happy day, God's been giving me grace every Sunday. Every Sunday night. Every Wednesday night. Every day what God's been giving me grace. Amen. Hey! God gives grace and my cup runneth over. How some of you sitting there this morning say, well, that may be for you. I'll tell you what, I've seen two or three hands go up. God bless you, sister over there. God bless you, sister back there. I want to tell you something. Some of you say your spirituality is so shallow that unless everything's going good monetarily for you, your cup's way dry. I want to tell you something. Your cup ought to be running over this morning if you're just saved. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, I've received grace. He will giveth more grace. I want to tell you, that's the loving favor and the kindness of Almighty God. Brother, when I didn't deserve it, when I didn't merit it, when I didn't earn it, God gave me grace anyway. Amen. And then my cup runneth over because I got peace with God. I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 16, he said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I want to tell you something. In me, Jesus said, that you might have peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not worried about dying. I'm not worried about eternity. I'm not worried about judgment. Why? Because I have peace with my God. Somebody says, Reggie, what if a big heart attack hits you? I just fall over and go to glory. Amen. Somebody says, what if you got cancer? I just die and go to glory, I guess. Amen. Hey, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. I'm telling you, this morning, my cup runneth over because I've got peace with God. And above that, I got the peace of God. Amen. Now, next Sunday, I'm going to preach on this. How to have good cheer in a sorry, wicked, dying world. Did you know the Bible over and over again tells you the worse it gets, the happier you ought to get? I'm going to preach on that next Sunday. It's going to be wild in the March here, and it's going to be mean as a rattlesnake. Amen. It's going to be both kinds in one message. But I'm saying this to you. My cup runneth over not just because I have peace, but because I've been reconciled. I'm reconciled to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I've been reconciled by the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm no longer an in between God. God's my Father, I'm His Son, we're good friends, and everything's fine and lovely. Amen. Amen! Woo! I'm not dreading it, amen. I've got peace with God, I'm reconciled. Not only that, my cup runs over because I've been born again. You say you believe in being born again? Yeah, you got to be born again to go to heaven. Amen. I've been made a new creature in Jesus Christ. He created somebody who lives inside. You say, who is it? There's somebody in here jumping around inside my body. Amen. That's the truth. The Holy Ghost, that new creature in Jesus Christ, lives down inside my heart through the regeneration of the new birth. I'm alive unto God, been born of His Spirit, risen in newness of life. My goodness, my cup's running over. Amen. Well, if I was in a Presbyterian, they'd be climbing the walls by now. Yeah. Amen. Well, if I was in a Catholic church, they'd be shouting and hanging from the chandeliers already. Them fans wouldn't be up there. They'd be so happy shouting. You all got so used to it. Reconciliation, justification, peace, mercy, grace. You ain't careful! The devil tell you it don't amount to nothing. It's no big deal. I'll tell you something, not only my cup's running over because I've been washed and cleansed. You say it don't look like it. Well, I have been. Amen. I've been to the cross. I've been judicially washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb of God. And not only that, but that cleansing is continued by the Word of God. As I look at the Word of God and read it, hey, I get my feet dirty too. I mess up too. Donnie, I wouldn't. Hey, you had more guts than I had. I sure don't want to get up behind this pulpit. I ain't telling them what I messed up about this week. You did, but I ain't. That's exactly right. I'll tell you, if I told you how bad I messed up this week, some of you get up and walk out of here and leave and say, I ain't listening to a man like that preach. And you sit there and look, turn your head sideways you want to. That's why my cup's running over. Because, brother, I'm going to tell you something. God gives grace. God gives mercy. God gives help in time of need. God, He knows our frailties. Listen to me. He knows our dust. He knows our flesh, our weakness. He's made provision for it. That's why my cup runs over. My cup runs over because I got a comforter. John 16, verse number 7, the Bible said, the comforter shall come. John 14, verse number 16, and I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, capital C, that He may abide with you forever. He don't come and go. Amen. He ain't like it was in the Old Testament. When the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, He dwells in your body forever, the Bible said. He dwells with you forever. John 14, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Hey, I got an unseen friend travels with me everywhere. I got a Comforter. Amen. Now, Sister Barbara, that Comforter is what you need. Amen. I tell you, you need that Comforter of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't care what lies the devil's been telling you. I don't care what trials you've been going through. God's Word stands. God's Word stands. God will take you through. Amen. We got a comforter. I'm going to tell you what, listen to me. I'll tell you, the comfort of the Holy Ghost is a precious, precious thing. And if you've ever experienced it, surely to goodness, the cup will run over. The next thing, my cup runs over because I've been adopted. Amen. I heard this week about somebody adopting a little baby boy from Russia. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, wouldn't it be something to be living in a thatched hut over about 5 years old in a thatched hut walking around in mud holes? Starving to death. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up and says, you've been adopted. Well, who by who? Well, some folks from America. You're going to America. You move out of a dirt floor, rags on, filth. Never had an ice cream cone in your life. Amen. I'm telling you what that little boy's going to say. I got adopted. My cup's running over. Amen. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. We need to understand that we're adopted by the Lord Jesus Christ. And not only my cup's running over because I've been redeemed. I was bought out of the marketplace of sin. I'll tell you, the devil has no more claim on me. He doesn't own me. God owns me. The Bible said, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. I'm at my cup running over because I'm saved. I mean, think nothing else. I'm just saved. Amen. I've been delivered from the wrath to come. David said, now watch this. David said in Psalms 116, verse number 3, he said, I will take the cup of salvation. Well, David said, I'm going to take that cup. Now, you better hang on your seatbelts, buddy. You'll see this a little bit. But I'm going to tell you this much. Hey, David, did everything go right in David's life? No. David wrote Psalms 23, my cup runneth over. Was everything good in his life? Had a son try to kill him. One son tried to rape half-sister. Another son killed another son. Had all kinds of trouble. That's the man who got on his face and said, oh, God, have mercy upon me according to thy loving kindness. Blot out my transgression. But you know what that man said? My cup runs over. You see, your cup running over is not dependent upon how good your flesh is doing these days. Your cup's running over will depend on how good God's doing, amen, in you. And if you ever get past that, amen, just give up on yourself. Hey, get over that Reggie religion. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't choke them. See, you got to get past that. Amen. You got to get past that religion to get to Christ. When you get to Christ, your cup runs over. Well, not only that, I've been saved, but you know what? My cup runs over because I'm in Christ. The Bible said in Ephesians 1:4, according to He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. If that don't make you happy, I don't know what in the world to tell you to do. How many of you are saved today? You're saved. All right. Did you know you were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world? Sister Quinn, where was you born at? Where did you come from? Taiwan. Did you know that God chose you from the foundation of the world in Jesus Christ? That shocks me. I mean, here I am. I'm a hillbilly boy down here in the middle of the hills walking in cow piles when I'm a kid, picking ticks off of me. Amen. Scratching where it itches. Amen. I ain't nobody. But God chose me from the foundation of the world in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you what, did I wake you up, partner? Look at that. That boy's helping me preach, amen. How old is he? He's 2 years old and he had his arm up and doing that at me. You're coming on, we're going to go up together, amen. Look at him there. That's a blessing, amen. That's a blessing. Well, anyway, I'm in Christ. My cup runs over because I got eternal life. Those of you that, if that don't make your cup run over, you just go on back and start believing you can lose your salvation. That'll make your cup run over. That'll make you get happy. You never know whether you're saved or not. That'll make you shout for joy. But eternal life, that don't make my cup run. Hey! I'm just driving down the road. I'm stupid old me. And the Holy Ghost said, I gave you eternal life, stupid. That's right, Lord. Bless your holy name. Amen. I've got eternal life in Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I've cut front and over because I've got assurance. I've got assurance. Isaiah 32:11 said, assurance forever. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, much assurance. Hebrews 6:11 says, full assurance of hope to the end. That's triple assurance. Amen. Man, I want to tell you what, I'm assured. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. How many's got you cup thrown up? How many's got assurance that makes you how many would be that happy to be assured? All right, amen. I'll tell you what, I'm telling you something. I'm praying the Holy Ghost will make Danny Friend shout if it's the last thing he does before he leaves this world. I love Brother Danny. I pick on him a lot. I love him, amen, but I like to pick on him quiet kind, amen. Them quiet kind irritate me. No, I'm just... I love y'all. Hey, did I tell y'all to relax this morning? Just enjoy yourself. The club's underneath the pulpit this morning. Don't worry about it. Listen, our cup runs over because I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. One of these days, I'm going to go sit in the attorney's room. And they're going to read the will. And I'm an heir and a joint heir of Jesus Christ. Amen. And all that He has, I get. You're going to miss it, dying and going to hell, buddy. You say, I don't believe it. Well, you don't believe the Bible then. That's why your cup's not running over, because you don't believe nothing. You start reading your Bible and believing something, your cup will run over. Amen. I've got an inheritance. Amen. My cup runs over because I'm glorified. Now, somebody says, wait a minute. You don't look glorified to me. I know I don't look glorified, but God talks about it in the past tense. It's going to happen. Amen. Whom He called, He justified. And whom He justified, He also glorified. I'm going to tell you, I'll have a brand new body. I won't have no fillings in my teeth. Won't have no steam coming to my underarm. Amen. My hearing will be better. I won't have to use glasses. My cup runs over. I'll tell you what, some of you still young, you think you're Superman. You think you're going to live forever. The snap of your finger, you'll be my age. One of my classmates got sent word to me the other day. I couldn't, but through Hannah, I think it was. Said to tell Hannah, said, you tell your daddy that how'd he like to have a 40th class reunion? She said that, and I go, what's he talking about? Kidding. I got to thinking I graduated in 1971. Yep. This is 2011. 1971 subtracted 2011 is 40. I'm old. Hey, I may be old, but my cup's still running over. Amen. My cup's still running over. Hallelujah. Brother, I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't believe it. I said, 40 years I've been out of high school. I thought I was just looking for a job the other day. I'm still looking for a job. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, do you know what you can do to have a wonderful time at church and not go home with a hangover? Amen. Not go home and puke your guts out. I mean, some of you need to change your pot you're smoking. Amen. Some of you got to hold some bad weed. You can't have any joy. Amen. Woo! Someone says, I ain't never been to church like this in my life. Well, welcome home. Amen. Welcome home. Well, I want to tell you something. Listen, there's mean services. Come next week. Amen. Listen, my cup's running over. My cup's running over. I'll tell you what, I'm not glorified, but my cup's running over because I'm going to have a new body. The Bible said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, who shall change our vile body? That it may be fashioned like in His glorious body. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, I can be from here to Mars that fast. That's the truth. Some of you playing around on Sputnik or whatever Obama talks about. Oh, my hate, man. Ugh, that word makes me... Ugh. Anyway, I've about run the whole message just mentioning His name. But I'm going to have a new body, amen. Oh, what a glorious thing you talk about, jumping on the trampoline. I won't need a trampoline. I can just roll up in there and do flip-flips. Amen. Brand new body. There'll be no disease. There'll be no cancer. There ain't going to be no sugar diabetes. Ain't going to be no hip wear outs. I'll tell you what, I'm just hoping to make it through so I don't have a hip and a knee replacement. Amen. I'm real careful about my knees. Don't you bother my knees. We got to last a while. Yeah, good luck. Amen. My cup runs over because I got a place in heaven. Jesus said, I go away and prepare a place for you. He's up there right now just fixing my mansion up. Amen. He said, I go away and prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, He said, I come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I want a log one. Amen. I do. I'm telling you what, I want to live. I want a stream about 15 foot wide there on the river of life. And I want it to come splashing down over the rocks real good, just right out in the yard there. And right below that, I want a good swimming pool for my grandkids, Kenny. You say, now, Reggie, the Bible don't say that. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Hey, when He created Adam and Eve, He put them in the garden. Read the rivers that was in there. Yes, sir. Read the rivers that's in there. I think God likes big old nice trees. And God likes squirrels up in the limbs. And God likes jackrabbits. I think God likes... You don't like squirrels, man. They ate the wiring out of His truck, and He don't like God's squirrels no more over it. Hey, if you'd feed them squirrels, it wouldn't eat your wire up, amen? Hey, listen, did you think about it? My cup runs over. Hey, listen, the house I'm living in physically is going to go down someday. The house I'm living out there at the farm will be down someday. But I've got a mansion in glory just as sure as I'm standing behind this pulpit this morning. My cup runs over. Amen. My cup runs over. My cup runs over because I'm going to spend eternity with Jesus. Boy, I'm going to tell you what. If I thought I could make it, Kenny, I'd flop right. I'm afraid I'd pull the pulpit down. Just jump right over the pulpit. Can you imagine being in eternity with Jesus Christ? I mean, right there, amen. Right there. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Yeah. Woo! I mean, I'm with Jesus, amen. All eternity. Mercy. Can you imagine me driving down the road and you folks not there? Buddy, I want to tell you something. Happy ain't the word for it. My cup runs over because I got a Bible. I got the Bible. I got the eternal Word of God. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I had a decision this way. The devil was tempting me about something this week, and he was trying to figure me out a sniggling way to get something done. It always goes like that with the devil. And I said, I got on my knees. I said, Lord, I need help. I need direction. Went to bed that night, put the tape on. First verse on the tape. Boom! God gave me answer. It's a light unto our path. It's a lamp unto our feet. It liveth and abideth forever. It's preserved forever. Oh, my cup runs over. Listen, I don't need Dr. Phil. I don't need those pills. I don't need some shrink. I'll tell you what somebody said. Does your child use Ritalin? And I said, no, we use the rear end. Amen. I've got wisdom. I've got truth. I've got light on every area of life there is. I've got the Word of God. My cup runs over, amen. My cup runs over because I've got relationships. God is my Father. I'm His Son. You my brothers and sisters. Woo, ain't that wonderful? That is wonderful. My cup runs over because I have fellowship and I've got friends. I fellowship with the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. I fellowship with my brothers and sisters and the saints of God. My cup runs over because I've got love shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I've got the joy of the Lord is my strength. My cup runs over because I've got a holy anticipation. Oh, this makes me happy. I read in the Bible about it and I'm going to be there. I'm going to ask God, can I go down there with you when you do this? God's going to throw the devil in the lake of fire forever and ever. And I want to be there. Go, are you sorry, dog? You say, it shouldn't be so cruel. If God throws him in, I'll throw him in. Amen? I'll be glad when the devil's cast in a lake of fire. I'm sick of the sorry, low-down scumhead. Amen! Bob, me and you'll just do a cartwheel. He throws the devil in. I'm going to tell you what, new heaven and a new earth. Now, you want to miss something. You lost, you're going to miss something. New heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. Wow! You talk about taking... Now, see, you got to get rid of this veil of flesh. I'm telling you, still got the cup run over. My cup runs over because I got a song in my heart. Psalms chapter 40, verse number 3 says, He has put a new song in my heart, and it just runs over. Amen. Oh, I come in there this morning. Them nieces and nephews of mine. Karen keeps her stinking CD in our truck. You start the truck up, and this is what you hear. The Lord has blessed me in so many ways. Oh, I tell you, Bridget, I got to listen to that. Where are you at, Bridget? You taking care of a baby somewhere? Man, I'm telling you what, they got to singing that this morning. I came in the house and I threw my arm around Karen and I said, the Lord has blessed me in so my cup runs over. You say, Reggie, that's all them spiritual blessings. I'm going to give you two or three other things and we're out of here this morning. My cup runs over. There's more. Right there says my cup runs over. Karen, Peterson, Kelly. Hallelujah. I tell you, God said, what about your wife? Ain't that something make your cup run over? I mean, some of you men, I'll throw your arm around her right now and say, glory to God, my cup is running over. I've got a wife that loves God. Hey, how many of you men have a wife that's saved? Your cup's running over. How'd you like to have no hag to nag you night and day about whether we're going to go to church tonight? Huh? Then you got a wife 1,500 times more than you deserve. Shout, sister, that's your chance right there. I said, hey, the day she shouts, it'll be the trump of God sound, the dead will rise, amen. I never heard her get loud even. But I'm going to tell you something, Kenny, you got a wife loves God sitting beside you in church, your cup's running over, I don't care if the cow died, the calf died, and the tractor blowed up. It did this morning? Lord, I was just preaching. I didn't know this was going to be real. Hey, man, we've been there, Kenny. Our cup's still running over. That's what I'm trying to tell us this morning. Folks, I'll tell you what, if we get happy and the Lord realizes the promises of God, our cup run over. I'm going to tell you what, I look at Karen, I want to tell you something. Karen, you make my cup run over. I love you. I know I don't act like it sometimes. But I love you. And you've made my life run over. Full. Boy, I tell you what, every husband ought to feel that way about your wife. Honey, you make my cup run over. I got to think about my kids. I want to tell my kids, from Nathan down to Suzanne, every one of you, bless your hearts, I love you. You've made my life cup run over. And I mean that. I'm not just preaching. My cup runs over with my children. My cup runs over with my daughter-in-laws. I've decided to like daughter-in-laws. They give you grandchildren. Amen. Amen.
Oh.
Man, I love you. Amen. I'm telling you what. Boy, ain't it a blessing? I mean, you know what? I'll tell you what. My cup's running over. His grandkids coming along. I'm going to tell you, Henri. I mean, they're the wickedest little things you've ever seen in your life. Mean as the devil. Donnie, they need... I mean, they ought to just get them up every morning and say, all right, line up. Whooping time. Huh?
Maybe it's your grandkids.
Hey, Sister Jan, I'm going to tell you straight out, your grandchildren just as wicked as my grandchildren. Amen. Don't tell me my grandchildren worse than your grandchildren. That's just, you them halos and just horns go together. And a lot of grandparents think them halos, their horns go together. Little devils. But I'm going to tell you something, my cup's running over. This morning I walked into church in a little row and she just runs straight at me, threw her arms around me, leaned her head into my chest. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'll hear him say, Grandpa, Paul this and Paul that, and Paul can we do this and Paul can we do that? I like that name, Paul. Real short and simple. Ain't nobody else Paul, me Paul. At least on my side of the family. I'll tell you, I've been blessed. My cup runs over. Amen. I've been blessed with parents. Daddy, Mama, I got to think about it. Mercy, it takes a lot of my cup runs over. I don't know how you stood it, Daddy. For 28, 29 years now, you sat and listened to me preach. If I was you, I'd go deaf. how'd you like to go to listen to your own boy preach? Whom you had to whoop. You know how sorry and low down worthless he is. You had to straighten him out and be in prison somewhere. But I'm going to tell you something, I've been blessed. My cup runs over. And I'm going to tell you something, I'm thankful. My Lord let my mom and daddy live the years they've lived. And they're walking in church this morning. I'm going to tell you something, I'll tell you, my cup runs over. I'm not one of the 55 or 60 or 70% of American children who does not know their daddy. But I'm going to tell you, my cup runs over this morning. My cup runs over with this church. And I want to tell this church this morning, listen, you say, well, what happened to church? I don't know, I'm just preaching. I'm giving you my heart. Boy, I'm tell you, I was driving down the road. God said, Reggie, do you realize the church that you're pastoring? Do you realize those people, how they've loved you, how they love the Word of God? How, listen, in all their failures and all their mess ups and all their problems, Reggie, they've loved you and they've loved me and they've loved the Word of God. And I want to tell you guys this morning, you're part of the reason my cup runs over. There has never lived, you listen to me, there has never lived a pastor more blessed than I am. There has never been, I've never seen one or heard of one, who's had more devotion and dedication of men and their families standing behind me, loving me, praying for me, putting up with me. Anybody, I mean, even Don Zinn, amen. Don, if it wasn't for these other folks, how much I love them, I'd preach twice as long just to get that other ear full this morning, just half on ear. Hey, I want to tell you something, Don, I love you. Don's been through hell and back on earth. But I love him. I love all of you. Every stinking one of you. I do. I want to tell you something, folks. My cup runs over. My cup runs over because of the ministry God's called us to. I never dreamed in my wildest days that we'd send messages around the world. I never dreamed in my wildest days that we'd get emails and calls and letters from people in foreign countries. I mean, I got a letter sitting over in the seat. Sister laid down and just blow you off. The guy come out of a Mennonite, or his, I don't know, Amish order or something like that, talking about some things over there and listening. I'm telling you what, you just wouldn't believe the calls. It just staggers my mind. I mean, it really does. The ministry, my cup runs over. I said, oh, God, why have you used us like you used us? God, why? And it just seemed like my cup runs over. I hope you don't mind this. Y'all getting the message this morning, my cup runs over. Y'all got it. We all go home now, y'all got it. I got cup runs over. Amen. My cup runs over when I see souls saved. Amen. Oh, listen, William, my cup ran over when you got saved. Amen. Boy, when I hear about kids getting saved and people getting saved, my cup runs over. When I, listen, hey, I got to think about this. I live in the United States of America. And my cup runs over. Amen.
I don't live in the Soviet Union. I don't live in Nigeria. I'm not living in Libya. I'm not in Iraq. I'm in the United States of America, the freest, most blessed land in the world. Hey, if I got to live on the side of the road, I'm in America. My cup runs over. Amen. I'm in Missouri. My cup really runs over. I live in Missouri. Bunch of you backsliding, wandering pilgrims and strangers finally got here. Finally got to the promised land, didn't you, Danny friend? Amen. Listen, did you know why Missouri? I'm going to go further and say my cup runs over because I live in the Missouri Ozarks. This is the best spot. I mean, this is the Garden of Eden. It is. You know what's the matter with some of you? You're sitting in the house too much. You're sitting there. I mean, listen. I know some of you like to get depressed two or three times a day by watching the news, but you know, get outside, amen. I was outside this week and all of a sudden I heard, I looked up in the sky and said, Susanna, look up there. I'm telling you, for half a mile, there must have been 500 or 1,000 gooses up there, amen. Hell, I'm telling you, they're honking it on. They got flying over and all of a sudden down in the woods, I said, Susanna, listen to that. Zach come down at the tree after a while. About dark. Bunch of coyote pups took in. I said, oh, dear God, I'm living in heaven. But I'll tell you something. You ever think about them poor kids in Manhattan? All they know is chihuahuas. You don't go to church here. You don't understand that. You'll get it someday. Hey, brother. Boy, we're living in Ozarks. My cup runs over. I'll tell you what I did. I went out this morning. I built the fire up. And I fed the calf. And I took calves. And I got back up there. And I took off down through the field. I crossed the fence. I took off up through the woods. I made me a great big circle through the woods. I found me a great big old setting rock. You don't know what a setting rock is? That's a rock that's out in the woods you're supposed to sit on. And I sat down on that rock and me and God visited. I got to look at them great big old trees are going up here. And man, I'm telling you what, in the quietness of the woods. Every once in a while got up and I walk a little way and I see a buck rub. I like to see buck rubs. That tells me there's bucks. I don't get them. I don't see them, but I tell them they're there. Unless some of you rascals have been scraping my trees with your knife blade. And I'm telling you what, go up through there. And man, I just enjoyed, and you're quiet, and it was almost foggy, and I just felt like I was in a paradise. I live in the Ozarks. My cup runs over. I just think we all thank God for where we live, amen? I could be sitting up state penitentiary today, looking at the four walls. My cup runs over. And I want to tell you something, not only that, but I thank God my cup runs over. I get to live on a farm. I don't mean to say anything, but I'm glad I live in the country. I'm glad I live in a place where I can put out a garden. I think my cup runs over because of my work. I'm so grateful God gave me the work He's given me to do. It's been so good. This week we went up to see a guy, look at his property, and I told some of you Wednesday night about this. Terry, he drugged me up there. I said, Terry, I don't want to mess with that. Being careful, you're just wasting your time with that guy. I knew that guy's lost, he don't like God. We sat down at his table and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost said, I'm going to show you why you're up here. He said, you talk to this man about the Lord. And I give him a straight gun barrel straight. I said, I care about your soul and where you're going to spend eternity. I said, you can tell me to get up and leave your house if you want to, but I'm going to give you the gospel. I said, you need to get saved. He's an elderly man. Got one foot on the grave and the other on a banana peeling. I'm going to tell you something. I said, I don't want to hear. I said, I could hear about you dying any day. You know, brother, I don't tell you what. The work God's given me to do has been a blessing. My throat's wore out. But it's been good, amen. I hawk and spit, but I still enjoy my work. My cup runs over because of opportunity. Let me tell you folks something. Opportunity is a wonderful, wonderful freedom and a wonderful joy of life. Jimmy, you drive that old truck. You get to see a lot of country. Did you know what? You can drive that truck, but now Jesus takes you home, you can quit. And go do something else. Isn't that a blessing? You can do opportunity. You don't have to just do what everybody tells you got to do. Kenny, you had an opportunity to milk cows. Had an opportunity to build. I'm telling you something, folks, I am so blessed because of the opportunities that God has given me. Why are we so discontent? Why are we so sad? My cup runs over because of my health. Amen. As long as I can do this, I'll be all right. Amen. Let me tell you why my cup runs over this morning. Because in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39, Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is what he said. The Bible said he went a little further and he fell on his face. And he said this, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done." In John chapter 18, verse 11, Peter was going to pull his sword. In fact, he did pull his sword out and struck the man's ear off. Jesus said, "Put your sword back in your sheath." He said, "Shall I not drink the cup which my Father hath given me to drink?" Bill, do you know why my cup runs over? And I preached all the stuff. Listen to me. All the stuff that I preached to you this morning that my cup runs over, the reason it runs over because Jesus took the cup of God's wrath and gave me the cup of God's blessing. And Jesus Christ said, "I will take the cup that the Father hath given me so I can give Reggie a cup that overflows with blessings." I'll tell you this morning, I owe Him everything. He is my Lord, my God, my Savior. He took my cup so I could have a cup of blessing. Bless God, I received the cup of salvation, and it's overflow because Jesus took the cup of punishment for me. The gospel of Jesus Christ, that He suffered and died in our place. But God commended, listen to me, lost man, but God commended His love toward you, and that while you are yet a sinner, Jesus Christ died for you. Listen to me now. Get a hold of this, and we're going home. If you're here this morning, you're lost. If you won't receive the cup of salvation, did you know that you're going to receive the cup of His wrath? You're going to take a cup. You're going to take a cup. If you won't receive that cup of repentance, you see, that's what people don't want. They don't want to drink that cup of godly sorrow and honesty about their sin. They want to receive Jesus without being honest about who they are. They want religion, but not repentance. And they won't drink. I want to ask you something this morning. When's the last time you ever saw anybody repent? You know why you're not seeing it? It's because they don't want to take the cup. Oh, they want the blessings, but they don't want the cup of repentance. They don't want the cup of saying, "I am a wicked, wicked, hell-deserving sinner." And Jesus said, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." And listen to me good. If you won't take the cup of salvation, you will take the cup of His wrath. Listen to what the Bible said in Revelation chapter 14, verse number 10. "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, into the cup of His, God's, indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night." The cup of God's indignation and His wrath is hell, fire, and brimstone forever if you reject the cup of His salvation. That's why David said, "I will take the cup of salvation." You know what? I don't think, Brother Ralph, that David had a clue all the blessings that was going to come. You know something? The night I got saved and I took that cup of salvation, I didn't realize all the blessings that were going to come. But boy, I'm glad He took my cup of wrath for me. Now listen to me carefully. In Revelation 16:19, God's talking about the Gentile nations. And I want to talk to you. Now next week I'll preach on this deal and talk about America. America is a Gentile nation. And the Gentile nations are getting ready to have the cup of God's wrath poured out upon them. In Revelation 16:19, it says, "The Gentile before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of His wrath." I close with this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21, the Bible said that some of you are, he said, "You cannot drink the cup of the Lord's and drink the cup of the devil." Now you listen to this. You better get a hold of this. What we got going on is people trying to drink out of two cups. They want to drink the cup of the Lord, but they want to drink the cup of the devil. The season of God's wrath is fast approaching. And it can't be held back no more than spring can be held back. I encourage you today to take the cup of salvation. Can I say something? If you've taken the cup of salvation, drink till you get full, until you get overflowing, till your cup overflows. Live for God. I want to tell you something. The more you live for God, the more you get in God's Word, the more your cup will overflow. And let me just say this as we stand together. If I did not have anything, I've listed dozens of things today that God's put in the cup that He's given me. But if I didn't even have anything but Jesus today, my cup overflows. If I didn't have anything but listen. If I didn't have her, my cup still overflows. If I didn't have those kids, my cup still overflows. If I didn't have my health, my cup still overflows. Because I've got Jesus Christ. And I want this church to be a church where the cup is overflowing. Let's stand together this morning. I want to thank you for your attention. I want to thank you for putting up with me. And I want to tell you this. I'm going to take off my mic in just a moment. I'm going to sit right down here in the seat. If you're here today and you have not ever taken the cup of salvation, I'd like to take you to the cup and let you drink from it today. I'll be up here if you want to be saved. I'm telling you this, if you don't take the cup of salvation, you'll take the cup of God's wrath. Amen? I want to encourage you. How many today say, Reggie, my cup's almost to the top. Amen. How many say my cup overflowing? Amen. How many say my cup just got a little in it? I don't want to see your hand. I'm depressed enough already. Amen. Hey, Sister Barbara, we promised to pray for you, didn't we? Yeah. I need several of you ladies to come and the older men to come. I'm sorry, I forgot about this. Would you boys care to move right quick? Sister Barbara and Brother Doug, would you come sit right here on the front seat, please? And some of you ladies, come real quick. Sister Terry, and some of you ladies, as you ministered to her, I want you to be with us here. Sister Diane and different ones. I know many of you have. And I want to say this to you, the ladies of this church. Barbara has told me over and over again the blessing that you've been to her, the people of this church, in ministering to her during this difficult time in her life. Now, Barbara, I'm going to tell you something. It's the truth. Whether you feel like it or not, your cup runs over. It really does. Look around you. Do you ever see anybody so rich in your life? We're going to pray for you this morning, Sister Barbara. And she wanted to be anointed and prayed for. And I'm going to ask a lot of you men, you older men,